Proclamation number 7017 of 15th of January, 1958. Nothing happens without God's will or permission. Everything is subject to God's will, and even plans which do not correspond to His will, the law of eternal order, can only be carried out if God allows it. If His will thus withdraws in the knowledge that He can also allow such events to take effect at any time for the benefit of the soul. And thus you humans should consider everything that approaches you in earthly life, that touches you joyfully or sorrowfully. If it were not God's will or His permission, it would not be able to happen, and therefore everything will also be good for you, i.e., it can promote your spiritual development, if you yourselves do not endanger the latter through conscious rebellion against God. You could indeed pass your earthly life free from suffering, but then your soul would already have reached such a high level of maturity that it would no longer need any opportunity to mature. But you humans are all still far behind in your spiritual development, and yet you should at least reach a certain degree that you can look forward to the end without danger. For this is imminent for all of you. And especially in the end time, it will so often be doubted that God directs every human being's destiny, because satanic activity is so often recognizable which casts doubt on God's love and power. But even then God allows such things for the sake of a purpose, and His eternal plan of salvation is only known to a few people who can explain even the cruelest kind of events. God's will or permission must always be acknowledged, because without it nothing could happen. But this also requires a very strong faith, which again only few have. The more people's faith is strengthened, the brighter the light of realization will shine, for love alone causes the strengthening of faith, and love also provides the light so that God's activity becomes recognizable in everything and every event. Just as, on the other hand, unkindness confuses people's thinking, faith completely disappears and people hand themselves over to the one who completely opposes God's will, i.e., His eternal order acts contrary to God's eternal order. And yet, God also allows such things to happen, for it is the time of the end when all powers of hell are released, when divine order is completely disregarded, and therefore a turning point must irrevocably come. For God's will is above all else, and thus His divine order will also be restored when the time comes. Every opposing will be broken by the one who alone rules over heaven and earth, and to whose will everything must bow, because He alone is Lord in time and eternity. Amen.